I would like to call Congress back to order after recess for lunch and to look over proposed amendments. The time is 1:01 p.m. Roll call, please.
Congressman Keane.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Rebar.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Here.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Speaker Pratt.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
Okay, we have a quorum. We're on general order day 3 for amendments may be proposed. Because we're a little pressed for time on a couple of bills, I'm going to take us through general order day 3, and then we will, on the bills that need to be out, and then we will recess for engrossment and vote, and then we will return to general order day 3 for the other bills on today's agenda and vote on those the rest of the afternoon and evening if we need to. So we're just going to move on to we're going to start with ONCA 2076. There were about 6 amendments or so or more proposed, so we'll start in the order received. ONCA 2076, amendment number 1, page 27, line 1222, in travel strike 6,000 and insert 3,000. Page 31, line 1405 and a half, in travel, strike 6,000 and insert 3,000. Page 44, line 2004, in travel, strike 10,000 and insert 3,000. Page 45, lines 2050 and a half, in travel, strike 10,000 and insert 3,000, and adjust all totals accordingly. Is there any discussion on this amendment? Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you, Speaker. I didn't completely take out all of the travel. It's my understanding that some boards, I don't know that I couldn't get a clear answer on if all boards use part of their travel for mileage, but I know one board does. And so my intent here was to reduce, not eliminate. And that way, if they use some of their some of this line item for mileage, they're still going to be able to do that. And in addition, if there are some conferences or trainings that are going to be conducted online or via Zoom, which as I understand it, some places are doing that and not having a full conference where people travel, then they would still have money to, do that as well. So I would urge your support to vote yes for these amendments. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any more discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Okay. Amendment number one passes. The second amendment, amendment number two, page 26, line 1175.5, in travel strike 59,109 and insert 40,000, adjust totals accordingly. Discussion? Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you, Speaker. I went through all of the budgets for travel within this bill, and then keeping in mind what the legislative branch had done with our own bill for travel, we had already turned in one that was significantly, or we passed one out that was significantly less. And as I understand it, a lot of the gaming conferences that, whether it be GTE or a NIGA conference, the casino executive management was unsure, even as of a few days ago, whether some of those things were even going to move forward. So I took out roughly $19,109 and gave them a smaller amount. It's what I would consider a moderate decrease, nothing drastic. They still have travel money, so I would urge your support and vote yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Any more discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of amendment number two, say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Amendment number two from Congresswoman Goodfox passes. Next amendment to ONCA 2076 is from Congresswoman Stabler. And if you do not have a copy, please say so. Otherwise, I'm just going to have you refer to the copy before you so I don't have to read through it. And if everyone has it in front of them, then is there any discussion?
Speaker, this is Stabler.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you. I do have an amendment to my amendment. In going through these this afternoon, I realized an error that I had put into this, and it's the first line, section 12, cultural center, page 9, line 392, strike 10,600. I want to do is delete 4,536. Oh, I'm on the wrong line. Scratch all of that. I'm so sorry. It's the next line, section 14, Deposca Ankadabi, page 11, line 44, strike 22,316. And it originally said, what I want to do is delete 6,278 and insert 12,106. And that was a miscalculation on my part when I worked on these the other day. What I tried to do, just like Congresswoman Goodfox, was to not deplete the entire fund. I feel like I know through this next year, we're not going to be traveling for at least those first 6 months. And so my method was to go through and simply pretty much put everybody just at half of their hotel conference per diem and their airfare. I did not touch the local mileage. I did not touch the GSA vehicles. Anyway, that was my method for doing this. And it does give us a savings in the 50,000 range by all of these adjustments through this amendment.
Okay, so you are asserting a motion, section 14, Deposca Ankadabi, page 11, line 484, strike 22316 and insert.
No, strike 6278.
Right, but you're still striking the 22316 first and insert 12106?
No, just strike 6278 and insert 12106.
Right, that's what I'm still doing, but you have strike 22316 in the middle of the sentence, which is what I'm reading.
Sorry, okay.
Does that remain, does that strike remain?
Speaker, this is
yes.
The clerk. What she said is that her amendment to this amendment, she's amending it by striking 6278 and inserting 12106.
I know, that's what I keep saying, but I'm reading strike 22316 and insert 12106. So that's,
yes,
I'm just reading what it says. So the first strike remains.
Yes, everything else stays.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So insert 12106. Is there a second to the amendment to the amendment to the amendment?
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. If there's no more discussion, you just heard the explanation. All those in favor of the amendment to the amendment, say yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Motion passes. Now, the same you have before you, it is now page 11, line 44, strike 22316 and insert 12106. Everyone, is there any more discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the amendment, say yes.
Yes.
Okay. I think that was a vote on the whole thing, or I amended it as amended. So, all right, now all those in favor of the entire amendment, all sections, say yes.
Yes.
Okay. Any opposed, say no. All right. Congresswoman Stabler's amendment passes. Last amendment, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 amendments from Congressman Potts. Amendment number one is insert the following new section, number the sections accordingly and adjust totals accordingly. And you have the table, copy of the table before you, and it inserts the section Health Career Summer Program. Any discussion?
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Potts.
Madam Speaker, this amendment is pretty straightforward. It was discussed at length in committee. Just in light of ONCR 2029 requesting an $8 million addition to projected revenue, looking to insert $20,000 back in for the Health Career Summer Program. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. Any more discussion?
Speaker, Walker.
Congressman Walker.
I've actually sponsored this appropriation in the past. It's a program that I do support. It is something for next summer. I think that would give us the opportunity, even if this fails, to re-look at this in the spring. And if things have stabilized and we feel like it's something that we can safely pull off, then we could readdress it then. So although I do support the program, after a lengthy discussion there in the committee meeting to remove it, I'm going to go ahead and stick with that vote for now. Thank you.
Thank you. Any more? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebar?
No.
Congresswoman Shaw?
No.
Congresswoman Stabler?
No.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
No.
Congressman Bickhorst?
No.
Congresswoman Goodfart?
No.
Congressman Keane?
No.
Congresswoman Lemon?
No.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
No. This amendment number one fails. Amendment number two, insert the following new section. Number the section accordingly and adjust totals accordingly. You have the table before you. The section prevention unity is inserted. Discussion.
Madam Speaker.
Okay. Congressman Potts. Everyone else, please mute your phones or electronic devices. Thank you,
Madam Speaker. Apologize.
You have the floor. Yes.
Madam Speaker. Amendment number two is in the same light. This was discussed at length in committee, but in light of the request for 8 million more, this does include or reintroduce the $45,600 for the prevention unity program. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. Any more discussion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Congresswoman Raybar?
No.
Congresswoman Shaw?
No.
Congresswoman Stabler?
No.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
No.
Congressman Bickhorst?
No.
Congresswoman Goodfart?
No.
Congressman Keane?
No.
Congresswoman Lemon?
No.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Pott?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
No. Amendment number two fails. Next amendment. Amendment number three. You also have a copy of. Is there any discussion?
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. This amendment is in the same line as the amendment that was passed by the Education Committee. It appropriately creates the professional fees that are to be paid association with the admin cost for the administration of the health benefit fund. In the support documentation, the $990,000 is listed as healthcare admin fees, and the FND admin fee. So both of those numbers combined are the $990,000. All this amendment does is move those expenses from operations expense to professional fees. And the reasoning for that is operations expense is defined in Osage law as means the total expenses attributed to dues and subscriptions, outside printing and artwork, postage, shipping, supplies, and telephone expense. Professional fees is accurately defined in Osage law as meaning fees and charges for professional practitioners, technical consultants, and technicians who are not employees and are engaged as independent contractors for services on a fee or individual contract basis, individually listed by category and amount and described as follows, including legal fees, litigation fees, training, public relations fees, audit fees, data processing fees, independent professional consulting fees, commission and collection fees, and other identified purchase services. So, this amendment gets this bill in line with Osage law and the definitions that are established in law. An amendment was already approved with regard to the health benefit fund to do the same change, and that's all this bill does, or all the amendment does. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you. Any more discussion?
Speaker, this is Rebard.
Second Speaker, Rebard, go ahead.
Yes, I would agree with Congressman Potts on this amendment. We actually did the same thing this year with the higher ed scholarship, where we put the third-party administration fees were listed in professional fees at $280,000. So I'll be voting yes on this amendment.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else?
Speaker.
Congressman Walker.
I concur. I was going to vote yes as well.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else? Hearing none. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay. Amendment number 3 from Congressman Potts passes. Amendment number 4. Any discussion?
Madam Speaker.
You have the floor, Congressman Potts.
Madam Speaker, this is pretty straightforward as well. All this does is put the cut made to the health benefit back in place equal to the amount of $11,665,654, which is consistent with the support documentation sent over by the executive branch to meet the requirements of expenditures from the health benefit fund. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you. Any more discussion?
Speaker.
Congressman Walker.
We worked quite a bit on this amendment during committee, and I just don't want this reduction to be branded as a reduction to anyone's health benefit. We went through the numbers, used the forecast, look at trends, and the committee agreed, and I believe, as well as I think the rest of the committee, that this is a conservative cut that will leave enough in the health benefit fund to fund the necessary expenditures that this appropriation is set out to do. So I'll be voting no against this.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Speaker.
Congressman
Maker.
Yes, Congressman Maker.
Okay, well, I just want a little clarification or maybe additional information on, has the projected revenue amount changed with the recent request for additional funding? So I would just like to be clear on that. There seems to be a little bit of a controversy there on the what we started out with on our original projected revenue amount and what we are working with right now. Thank you.
So the question is, has the projected revenue changed? No, not since the one that was previously passed. So any more discussion? Okay, hearing none. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Shaw?
No.
Congresswoman Stabler?
No.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
No.
Congressman Bickforth?
No.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
No.
Congressman Keene?
No.
Congresswoman Lemon?
No.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Newhart?
No.
Speaker Pratt?
No. Amendment number 4 fails. Amendment number 5. There's a lot of feedback, so please, everyone, remember to mute your devices unless you are speaking? I can't because there's three other people in the room with me, so everyone else, please try to. Amendment number 5, page 42, line 1921, donation, strike 150 and insert 75,000. Discussion? Congresswoman Good Fox.
I'll be voting yes for this amendment. I think that in spirit of we've all looked at different ways to make some cuts under the current circumstances, and all of these small cuts add up, and so I'll be voting yes for this. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Madam Speaker.
It was a tie.
The Congressman Big Horse.
Okay, I couldn't hear who that was. Congressman Big Horse.
Okay, just quickly, I was going to say that I agree with Congresswoman Good Fox, and I'll be supporting this amendment also.
Thank you, sir.
Speaker Pratt, this is Brandy.
Okay, 1 second, Congressman Potts.
As the author, I'll yield.
Okay, Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Congressman Potts, and thank you, Speaker Pratt. I, too, am in favor of this amendment. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, and I appreciate support from members of the Congress. This is, for those who may not have this in front of them, what this does is reduce the donations line in the Office of the Principal Chief's budget by 50%, specific to political contributions. Or what's anticipated to be political contributions. And the reasoning for that is the effective date of this bill will be October 1, with the election being November 3rd. I certainly hope we aren't going to contribute $150,000 in that short window. But certainly after the election, there's a period of legislative session to install the new legislators, and then they immediately go into the legislative session starting late January, early February. And during that time period, you have 4 or 5 months where they're not even allowed to receive political contributions. So this kind of just pushes some of the cost to potential toward the end of next fiscal year and is in line with some of the cuts that have already been discussed. So thank you.
Okay, thank you, Congressman. Any more discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed, say no. Okay, amendment number 5 passes. Amendment number 6, page 29, line 1321, direct assistance, strike 7,420,000 and insert 8,450,000 and adjust totals accordingly. Discussion?
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Mm-hmm. This amendment, again, was discussed heavily in the Education Committee. The Education Committee decided not to make a cut to this line item. I believe this change was made later on by the Appropriations Committee. So what we see here is, again, we've requested an additional $8 million from gaming by resolution yesterday, and I just don't see this cut as something that is needing to be happening right now. What this does do is potentially put funding at risk for next fall. So I agree that this is not an immediate reduction or put us in jeopardy in any way of meeting obligations for this fall, for next spring, the winter overlap quarter, or any immediate danger. But this does put next fall's payment at a potential shortfall. So offering an amendment to put it back in line with the wishes of the Education Committee and equal to the amount that was sent over to our executive. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you, Congressman. Any more discussion?
Thank you.
Congressman Walker.
Well, again, I don't want this to be branded as a reduction to the education scholarships that the students or any of the incentive programs that are involved with that. And I also participated in both the education and the appropriations committee. I don't feel like the education necessarily passed the buck to the appropriations committee. We just felt like there was more discussion that needed to be had and also weighed against some of the other potential reductions and give us a better look about where we were going to be versus projected revenue or projected revenue versus appropriations. And similar to the health benefit fund, this reduction was made in line with forecast, previous year spending, and the appropriations committee voted unanimously that they felt like this was enough to get us through next fall. So I would say that, and I'll stop there. I don't want to get into the other $8 million discussion.
Okay, thank you, Congressman. Anyone else?
Speaker.
Congressman Baker. Mayor. Yes, sir.
Well, of course, we've all been in many major heated discussions this budget term, and it's just basically the same arguments. But I will say that I am heavily in favor of supporting and funding just about all of our education needs. And I do think that money will be needed. And I keep hearing about those extra money, so I don't understand what's going on. But I'm in favor of this. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Congressman. All right, I was hearing, I don't know if everybody else could hear, but it sounded like a television. Okay, amendment number 6. Any more discussion? Hearing none. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Stabler?
No.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
No.
Congressman Bickhorst?
No.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
No.
Congressman Keene?
No.
Congresswoman Lemon?
No.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Pott? Congressman Pott?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebard?
No.
Congresswoman Shaw?
No.
Congresswoman Shaw?
No.
Speaker Pratt?
No. Okay, I thought someone got skips. Thank you. Amendment number 6 fails. Amendment number 7, page 43, line 1967. Donations, strike 0 and insert 90,000 and adjust totals accordingly. Is there any discussion?
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. This amendment places $90,000 in the donations line for the Osage Nation Foundation. We, at the beginning of session, we've heard some discussion of pointing people toward the foundation for donations. And the question in my mind of how the foundation is supposed to be paying for donations if we don't provide an appropriation to the foundation. So this bill cuts in half. The bill is originally filed by myself for $180,000 to the Osage Nation Foundation, cuts it to $90,000, but also allows for them to do the matching grant fund for their art grants and donations. So it essentially cuts both in half. Happy to answer any questions about this amendment. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Okay, thank you, Congressman. Anyone else?
Speaker, this is Rivard.
Second Speaker Rivard, you have the floor.
Thank you, Speaker. I will be voting no on this amendment after having discussions with the Director Bill Webb and attending the Foundation Board meeting along with Congresswoman Shaw, Stabler, and Speaker. And I believe Congressman Keene has had discussions as well. We were told by Mr. Webb that they did not request $180,000 and they do not need it at this time. In the same discussion, they also said they would absorb the $20,000 CASA request. And so I'm going to follow the board's direction and I'll be voting no. Thank you.
Thank you, Second Speaker. Any other comments?
Stabler.
Congressman,
Speaker Pratt.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you. Just wanted to add a little bit to that. I think we can commend the foundation in that discussion. Their goal has been to become, to not have to receive an appropriation from tribal funds and to raise their own funds. And they've done an excellent job with it, and they have a healthy budget for this year. So they believe that they can get through it. And so that's why they said they really did not need the funds. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Congressman Keene.
Yes, to echo what was previously said, I spoke to Mr. Webb, it's been a few months ago, but he said they're pretty economically healthy. And he was a bit awestruck too as why there was a bill even wanting to give them some money from Congress. So they never even requested this appropriation. So I also am in agreement that I can't support this. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. Any more discussion?
Speaker.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you. I would just also like to say after attending the meeting, hearing the conversations, I think the foundation has done a great job and they do appear to be very strong. And I think that we should support the information they gave to us and also the fact that they did not request this appropriation. So I will be voting no. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Any more discussion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Congressman Tillman.
No.
Congressman Walker.
No.
Congressman Bickworth.
No.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
No.
Congressman Keene.
No.
Congresswoman Lemon.
No.
Congressman Maker.
No.
Congressman Pott.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebar.
No.
Congresswoman Shaw.
No.
Congresswoman Stabler. Speaker Pratt.
No. Amendment number 7 fails. That is the end of Congressman Potts' amendments and all the amendments to 2076. So it will advance to third reading on today's agenda after engrossment. However, we have an amendment to ONCA 20. Can everyone mute their devices, please? ONCA 2073, amendment number 1, page 2, line 74. In professional fees, strike 800,000 and insert 500,000 and adjust all totals accordingly, presented by Congressman Walker. Any discussion?
Speaker, Walker.
Congressman Walker.
This is another issue that was discussed at length on multiple occasions. kind of limited on the depth of which I can go into the discussion, start getting into legal issues that were discussed in executive session. But after, again, lengthy discussions, multiple occasions, it is my belief that $500,000 is a reasonable amount for the Minerals Council to be placed in their professional fees for potential litigation next year. And I, as I stated on the air the other day, whenever we were discussing and somewhat debating the amount, I did mention that if the Minerals Council finds themselves in litigation that is important or detrimental to the Minerals Estate and or the Osage Nation, that we would find the funds to support their legal expenses. There's no doubt in my mind that we could make that happen. So I ask your support for this reduction. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. Any more discussion? Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you. I almost feel like I should start this off with, I am a shareholder and I approve of this message. I think that we all support the Minerals Council and litigation that they may be coming to. And the other day I stated I was in support of an 800 number instead of a 900 number, but I'm supportive of this as well. We haven't pushed out the executive budget yet, and I think that this is important, but I'm going to be supporting this amendment. And I agree with Congressman Walker, as we get closer, if there's additional appropriation that they're needing, we're not going to let the Minerals Council sink. That's just not going to happen. But I think that this is a fair number, and I'll be supporting this amendment. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Any more discussion?
This is Brandy.
Congresswoman Lemon, then Stabler.
Thank you, Speaker Pratt. I'm in favor of this amendment also. We've had several discussions throughout all of our committee meetings and also amongst ourselves about, you know, revisiting at some point and looking at where we are down the road. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's reassessing and revisiting. And, you know, I'm a future shareholder. And we all know the importance of our minerals estate. And this is a step to give them the money give them some funds at this point in time. And there's no reason why at some later on in the year that we can't come back and come together to continue to support the Minerals Council, which is our constitutional duty. And I am in favor of this amendment, and I thank you, Congressman Walker, for starting it.
Thank you. Congresswoman
Baker.
Stabler.
This is Maker.
Congressman Woman Stabler is next. Hold on, please. You're next, Congressman Maker.
Thank you. I just want to, you know, say that I was hesitant about this tax and was really had myself set that we were going to go with the 800 figure, and it's not because I think one figure is better than another, but I agree that we can do things in the future and we're going to keep our eye on this, but I just want to remind ourselves things happen and so we have to be cautious. I'm going to go ahead. I've written all over this paper, but I'm going to go ahead and support this adjustment. I thought we did a good job of finding funds to fund this and to fund the processing plant and get everybody in line with what they needed. And we don't have that $8 million in the bank yet. So I'm going to go ahead with this resolution and hopes for future in the spring so that we can continue to support. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Congressman Maker, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Well, I, as many have always liked to say, I too am a shareholder and restricted landowner, restricted Osage, three-fourths Osage. I'm one of the last of the original Onos from Hominy, Oklahoma. My people have always told me to support what we have. And the strongest thing we have that supports our sovereignty is that mineral estate. So I'm an old hardliner when it comes to protecting that mineral estate. And when that mineral council comes to us for help and they need funding and support, well, I'm sure they didn't want to do that. They didn't come here begging this Congress for money. They come when they need help. And I, for one, will always give them that help, whether it be right now or supposedly in the future. So I'm for giving them what they need right now. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. Any more discussion?
Speaker Pratt.
Congressman Tillman.
Thank you. And I agree with Congressman Maker. I believe in giving them the money so that they can fight. I know we don't have the $8 million in the bank, but I know as you all saw and I saw as well, there's a distribution, I believe, that could be coming from gaming back to us for $20 million. I think everybody saw that in their email. So I'm for giving them the money that they need, all the money that they need, so they can continue to fight for our minerals estate. So that's where I stand. I stand with Congressman Maker on this. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Speaker, this is Rachel.
Yes, second speaker, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. As the sponsor of this bill, I'm going to support this, the amendment of 500,000 because in speaking to my colleagues, there's been an agreement that if the Minerals Council needs additional money for litigation, that they would entertain that they come back and we revisit that. And I just want to be clear that the $20 million that Congressman Tillman is speaking of is FY20 funds. It's a true up on FY20. And this appropriation is addressing FY21. I agreed with the million and I agreed with the 800,000 and I'm looking at this big picture. And as you can see, we've decided to do reductions nationwide, government wide. And that's just where we are right now with regards to our money. And so I'm going to support this. And like I said, it was only with the agreement that we start these discussions with the minerals, and I don't want to speak for them, but I would say they probably needed an appropriation back in 2007, and we're just now addressing this now. And as the sponsor of this bill, again, I'll support this amendment, but I hope that we can support their efforts in the future. That's all. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you, Second Speaker. Anyone else?
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Potts, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. In the same vein and on some of the same topics, we saw yesterday that the financial situation of our gaming operations is not as dire as some have depicted. And so yesterday we passed a resolution requesting $8 million more. And then as already stated here today, we get a letter that says, you know, please take back your $8 million request. Here's $20 million. So I don't know that these reductions that are being made throughout the nation and specific to this are necessary. And I stand by that and I believe that. And I hear what Congressman Maker had said and I stand by that. I too was raised when they come, you answer. And I think that that's what they've done. So I won't be supporting an amendment to reduce this at this time.
Thank you, Congressman. Anyone else? Hearing no more discussion. Roll call, please, on Amendment 1 to ONCA 2073.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congressman Bickford.
No.
Congresswoman Goodbot.
Yes.
Congressman Keen.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
No.
Congressman Plott.
No.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
No.
Excuse me?
She said no.
No.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
No.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay. Amendment number one passes. And to ONCA 2073 is advance to third reading after engrossment. At this time, I would like, I'm just making sure that ONCA 2073, ONCA 2082, and ONCR 2076 are all on third reading after engrossment on today's agenda. And now I would like to recess, and then we'll come back and return to general order day three. Congresswoman Goodfox.
I would like to move that ONCR 2030 go back to general order day two on tomorrow's agenda. And I'm not really sure when that motion is appropriate. So if you would prefer for me to make it at another time, I can do so.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
And then we'll make sure we have everything lined up.
Okay.
Okay, so I would entertain a motion to recess for the purpose of engrossment so that we can prepare those three bills for voting right now. And I think...
To the call of the speaker?
Yes.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
We are in recess. It's a big bill. And they have some work to do. So just I'll stand by and I'll get in contact with everyone. Okay, so you're
muted.